Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone constantly find themselves in situations where someone is showing you pictures of their children to show you how cute they are? How do you fake it? How do you pretend to be excited?
I feel like I'm like very good in social situations and faking it till you make it. I truly will die on that hill of fake it till you make it, right? But I'm telling you, I don't get more anxiety in a situation than when someone, specifically like a mom, is charging at me, trying to show me pictures of their kid, of their dog, of their significant other.
This.
And they're waiting with a huge smile on their face.
Yeah.
They're like,
what do you think?
This is Johnny.
This is it.
I'm like, oh my God, he's so, so cute.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what a fraud looks and sounds like.
Period.
Breezy. 585-252-9800. Welcome to the show. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I had a guy last week at the bar pulled out a picture, showed me a picture of his son who scored a goal in indoor soccer. And I'm like, that's really...
Do I have any other choice?
No.
That would be a fraud.
Just because we don't have kids don't mean we don't love them. I have beautiful 5 niece and nephews that I'm crazy about. I'm the fun uncle.
But like, okay.
And I'm proud of all of their accomplishments. Not the twins. They've done nothing with their life.
Literally nothing.
You know, they're a year old.
Where's one Bill's outfit? Everyone's like, oh my God.
But I, you know, even me, I like to show some pictures of my niece and nephew.
Yeah.
And I have to keep in mind sometimes, you know what? Maybe the person I'm showing this to doesn't care after all.
It's all about reading the room and knowing your audience. Yeah. And I think that goes with anything in life. And I think that a lot of people don't particularly know how to read a room or to know that someone may not actually care. Listen, it's moms with kids. And moms, I love you. This is no shade at you, but like I'm just not in that space right now where like I feel like for me, every kid looks the same. And like I know a cute kid when I see one, but for the most part, they're all pretty mediocre until age 3.
When was the last time you guys saw a picture of a really ugly kid? I mean, there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
You know,
I've just been there.
Elena says, guys, it's super easy. You just got to fake it and do the usual fake, aw, sound. Yes.
I feel this way with babies and kids. I feel this way with dogs because, you know, I don't love dogs. I feel this way when someone shows me who they're talking to. Like, oh, I just started dating this person. I'm like,
oh, let me see a picture. Oh, wow, with their name. Their name's Gary.
And then you know things are going awry when your voice goes up 3 octaves. Like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Only women do that. Men don't do that. Oh, that's sweet.
But okay, maybe your voice doesn't go up, but I feel like you specifically, you throw a head tilt in there. You're like, huh, nice.
Nice. That's how guys react.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's super awesome, man. Congrats. Nice.
But which one's the disingenuine one? Is it the head tilt? Is it the, good.
I think you got to fake it and be like, I don't have my glasses on right now.
That's the thing. It's like, do you just
You make little jokes. You make little jokes about if they're showing you a picture of the kid or who that kid looks like. Oh, they got your nose.
That's what my next question was. It's like.
But she don't care.
Do you go off and just like feed into the delusion or do you kind of tamper off and say things like, oh, do you have a better picture? I can't really tell what they look like from this picture. Or, oh, they do have your border collie looks just like you. Like, you know what I mean? What do you do in that situation? It's a tough one.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's tough when you pretend to be listening and you're tuning them out. Let's go over to Julie.
You every morning.
Julie says if they think you enjoy the pictures, you guys, they're going to want to show you more whenever they get them.
So shut it down.
You're better off not showing too much interest. You don't have to be rude about it, but faking it may be very counterproductive. I agree, Julie.
That is true. You could get stuck in a sticky situation where it's like, oh, you love that one? Let me show you this one. Let me show you them at their dance recital. This one's great. And I think there always is such a such a disappointment when you go to show someone something and they don't have the reaction that you were hoping, whether it be a picture of your kid, whether it be a funny YouTube video that you were like, this is so funny, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. And then I'm like, oh my God.
You can relate. Even if it's not a photo, you've shared good news with people and you're hoping for this beautiful, like incredible reaction. And like, oh, that's cool. And it's just, you're so deflated.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it because no one is as animated as me. You know what I mean? No one is going to give the reaction that I would give myself. So that's why, with good news, I tend to just look in the mirror and tell myself and get the reaction I'm looking for. Easy peasy.
Sometimes all you have is you. Tracy has great advice. She goes, anytime anyone has ever showed me pictures of their kids, I always have to pretend it's a puppy. Wow, look at little Billy.
Aww. Oh my God, is he trained yet? Has he gone to obedience school yet? Yeah.
I don't pretend, you guys. I just start asking questions. That's it. When is Bobby going to start school? What kind of activities can he do? How old is he? They're just like, a ton of questions, and then no one will notice that you're not enthused.
They're like, he's 3 weeks. He was born yesterday. Can't do much. He's not starting school for another 5 years.
Yeah, I'm the type of person where I'm always like, don't pretend to be interested if you're not. But at the same time, when somebody, especially if it's someone you're close to, is showing you picture your kid, their kids, or telling you that they just made honor roll or scored their first goal in soccer, you don't want to come off as, you know, a total D-bag. You do. Yeah. You want to be a little enthused. So if you got to fake it a little bit, just fake it if it makes them happy.
This person says, hey, Moose and Breezy, I agree. Faking it is counterproductive. I've been there, and now I get text updates about their kids and Christmas cards every year. Don't want anything to do with it.
Oh, that's tough.
Little Johnny just took his first dump on the toilet. Okay, thank you so much. That is not what I needed to know.
Did you bridge the seat? You know, the thing is, too, though, with the whole Christmas cards thing or the birthday card or the invitations, I'm typically a sentimental guy. But I look at it once, it's going in the trash. Should I feel guilty about that?
No.
How long do you keep it for?
I just threw away a Christmas card yesterday.
Oh,
and I feel bad.
Who cares? It's January 14th. I throw it away the day of. Are you kidding me? What are you keeping it for?
He's like, oh, beautiful. Lights a match to it.
I mean, what are you keeping it for? How long do you have to keep these Christmas cards?
Can't stand you. Literally can't stand you.
All right.
Well, I'm taking you off my list next year.
Yeah, no, I don't.
If it's going in the trash, we don't need that. We need more landfill.
If you send me a picture, a Christmas card of you and your girlfriend, I'll look at it once. That's very sweet. Thanks for sending it. Trash.
Make Christmas card text.
I'm a minimalist.
Right.
Right. Try acting aroused, you guys. It works every time.
Oh, my God.
How does that...
That's one way to end up on a list.
take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow PXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
PXY.
Moose, Breezy, Breeze, 24 for the high today. Let's play a little game on the show called What's That Smell?
Oh.
If you've been driving through Henrietta near Erie Station Road recently, you might have noticed a smoky smell in the air. You're not alone. And according to the Henrietta Fire District, the odor is coming from a mulch pile that spontaneously combusted. This is not the first time this has happened. As larger mulch piles can generate a ton of heat through composting, sometimes it causes fires beneath the surface. And then that smoky, almost nauseating smell is just completely spread across the area.
That's a tough one.
It's not from a house fire. Instead, it's from the mulch pile. Think of a turd that has caught fire. That's pretty much the smell. A nearby resident described the smell as a lovely campfire on a brisk summer evening. He goes, I get up every morning pretty early. It's nice and it's brisk in the morning. And it smells like there's been a bonfire all night long. It smells like my neighbor. He likes to spend time outside and have a bonfire, and then the fire pit is going. That's what I thought I smelled. It smells just like it. It just smells this constant burning smell. The town plans to break down and move the pile starting today after receiving permission from the Department of Environmental Conservation. got to get rid of that smell in Henrietta.
Got to do it.
You know how many hotels are in Henrietta?
So many.
What are people going to say that are visiting from out of town?
See, I just was there yesterday. I didn't smell anything, but maybe I wasn't close enough to the pile. The pile of...
You got to go near Erie Station Road.
Yeah, I was more towards all the department stores on Jefferson.
Does anyone know who... Anyone know anyone who is always constantly pretending to be sick for attention?
Yes.
Yes, you do. I think we both do. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to a listener who posted on his Facebook page yesterday that he believes his girlfriend is constantly faking being ill just so he will pay more attention to her. We'll talk to Ethan and get his full story coming up next on PXY Mornings. I think my girlfriend is constantly faking being sick just for the attention. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys for downloading that free Odyssey app. I recommend you do, because all you got to do is listen for an hour each day to get your daily entry in for a chance at $5,000 for 5K a day. One winner is going to be randomly selected every weekday during this national contest. You're already listening. You might as well get paid. Here's the situation. I found this Facebook post to be super interesting, considering some people do love attention. So if that means they have to walk around and pretend to have a terminal illness, well, then so be it. 27-year-old Ethan from Rochester wrote on his Facebook page yesterday, "I think my girlfriend is pretending to be sick for attention."
Yikes.
Needless to say, I get a hold of Ethan.
He called him.
He agreed to come on the show with us to shed some light on what the heck is actually happening in his situation. Hi, good morning, Ethan.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Ethan, what's the vibe? Is it COVID? Is it the flu? Is it monkeypox? What is it?
Bird flu.
I wish I knew, honestly. I don't know what it is.
He's like, it's all of the above.
You could tell through your message you were a little distraught. And you just seem, not even that, man, you just seem kind of worn out. You seem tired. Tell us why.
Yeah, I'm just exhausted with it. We've been dating for 3 years. First year was great, really great, but we moved in together, and ever since then, I've kind of started to, like, I don't know, like, dislike her more and more because of all this stuff.
Oh. Oh, dear.
To just dislike your girlfriend you moved in with.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and I know that sounds bad, but she's just always sick. Yeah. And it's like she's got a headache or she's too nauseous to walk or something. And at first I was like, okay, it's okay, baby. I'll take care of you. But now it just happens so much that, like, after so many times, I don't know. I just can't do it anymore. And I honestly think she does it for attention. I don't think she's actually getting sick.
What is the problem, though? What is she saying is bothering her?
It's always something different. Headache, nausea, like body aches. Uh-huh. I don't know, like this past Monday, she got sick at work. She just started this job like a month ago. And she tells all her friends and family that she doesn't feel well.
Yeah.
And her parents now... She tells her parents that, and her parents are like, well, it's not our problem. Now you live with your boyfriend. It's his responsibility to take care of you.
Because they know. They're sick of it.
Exactly.
What, you think she's been doing this to her parents, too?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it seems like it. It seems like they are pretty tired of it as well.
Ethan, you've been with this girl for 3 years now, and all of a sudden this just kind of started, what, a few months ago? Or has this been on the incline over the years? Sickness.
I mean, she's always been sickly, I guess, but it started getting worse after we moved in together. That's when I really started noticing it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So do you think she's... Okay, there's a couple of things that could be happening here. She could be a hypochondriac, which is just somebody who convinces themselves they're sick all the time. Or she could have Munchausen's, which is kind of what Gypsy Rose's mom had, and... She was convinced she was sick and acted on it in the sense of, like, giving medication, going to the doctor all the time, self-diagnosing. And both of them are, you know, less than ideal. And I think they're both kind of like a mental disorder.
I didn't realize it was called Munchausen.
Munchausen's.
Very two different
right,
things. I'm
right.
thinking of something.
Super close, but yet so far. And both of those are really not ideal. And I think that they should probably include some professional help just so it doesn't spiral out of control and she pushes it on to her kid one day.
By any chance, Ethan, is your girlfriend in therapy or anything?
No, that might be a good idea.
We should look into
though.
That, yeah, for sure. And, like, no disrespect, but, like, I just feel like it could just progressively get worse because of what you've been saying. Progressively getting worse.
So what happened when she got sick at work?
So, this past Monday, she calls me up and I'm like, okay, well, why don't you just go home, you know, if you're not feeling well. And she's like, oh, I don't have enough time off, even though I know she does. Anyway, she asked me to leave my job, and I'm in this, like, office setting. Yeah. And she's like, can you come pick me up and drive me home? Because I feel too sick to drive. and so I came to her work, and I had to pick her up and drive her home. And it's just, like, it's stuff like this that's, really getting inconvenient. Like the other day I had to go to her work and I had to push her around in a wheelchair until we got to the parking lot because she was
what
her, I don't even know why, like,
oh God,
what
this is
were
bizarre.
Her legs broken,
this is bizarre.
It wasn't her legs. She was like, she was too nauseous to walk, I guess. I'm still unclear why I was pushing her in a wheelchair.
Okay, all right,
do you carry her inside?
It was weird. So, like, when I picked her up at work, everyone was asking her what was wrong. And she was like, oh, I'm so freezing. I'm freezing. And then we get in the car and she's too hot. and also when we were at work, her voice was, like, really weak and faint.
Yeah.
But now we're in the car and it sounds fine.
She's like belting
we get
it
out of the car.
Oh my God.
Anyway, sorry. Keep
sorry,
going.
Ethan. I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead, man.
Then we get out of the car and she opens the door by herself and walks upstairs. No more wheelchair. She's fine.
You're like running to the back to, like, get it all undone. She's
exactly,
like, all right, I'll take it from here. Thank you so much. You're essentially an Uber. Sorry. Wait, what'd you do with her car? Not at getting towed back.
You're basically taking the chair out. She's already upstairs making a hot pocket.
Yeah.
What? Oh, Ethan, you know what? I don't mean to laugh, but there's got to be other people who are joining in on the fun here. What is happening?
I know.
This isn't adding up. I mean, you must have so many questions for her. Then you're not getting, it doesn't sound like you're getting any answers whatsoever. This is going to ruin your relationship because, listen, the first thing we don't want to do is say she's not sick. We don't know that. But this story isn't adding up, though. You see what I'm saying? This is a weird turn of events. She's fine. Very. She's not fine. She's only sick when she's around other people. I don't know, man. You need to have a serious conversation with her.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I mean, I feel like when I hear myself talk about it, I feel like I sound like such an mm-hmm. But I'm, like, honestly, like, genuinely very tired. Like, I'm tired.
No, of course.
No, you're exhausted.
My job all the time.
Wheelchairs are heavy.
Just sounds like you're really kind of, you've hit your ceiling here. Would you say that this woman, you've been with her 3 years, Ethan, do you love her?
Yeah, of course. I definitely do.
Okay.
That's the tricky part.
Well, no, I understand that. I think your best bet then is to stick it out with her and figure out if there's a way she can get help, you know, especially if you love the woman, then you obviously want her to get better. But what's the end goal here? What's the end goal with her trying to pretend that she's sick all the time? That's mm-hmm. what you need to figure out.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me, but there must be something else going on that I'm not seeing. I know women who have done this in the past, and I'm just trying to figure out why. So I'm just hoping I can get some help on this thing.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. We'll see if anybody can weigh in and try and point you in the right direction. But thanks for the call, Ethan. Keep us posted on what's happening. This is sounds like a lot, man. Is it one of those things where you kind of want to hang out on a Sunday, but she doesn't want you to go anywhere because she's feeling sick? Like, does she ever keep you from leaving the house because she wants your attention 24/7?
Oh, all the time. Ooh. Yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's a control thing.
That's tough.
You know what I mean?
All right. Ethan, best of luck to you, man. Thank you for agreeing to come on the air with us.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
Anytime, man. All right, we'll talk soon. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yikers.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Having a significant other this way that's constantly sick when you're not sure that if they're really absolutely sick or not is truly exhausting.
I literally...
He's having to leave work.
I follow someone on Instagram who does this, and I genuinely am tired just watching them. I can't imagine.
What's their story?
They're constantly breaking their leg, getting surgery. They're like, I had 7 surgeries this year. It's like, why?
Yeah, but you know, some people, if you take that away from them, they got nothing left to talk about.
That is true.
Let's go over to Alyssa. Hi, guys. I went to school with a girl who pretended to have cancer. Oh, my God. I went to another, I knew another girl who pretended to be dying in high school. I see manipulative family members pretend to be sick or even dead when accused of abuse. This is a serious issue. And I genuinely feel for this Ethan kid because he sounds like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
This girl is definitely faking it. This dude is in trouble. I feel sorry for him. This person, I had a friend in college who was constantly telling people she was sick or not feeling well because she got attention from it.
Yeah.
And this would escalate tremendously if she did something to the group where we would be mad at her. All of a sudden, if she knew we were upset, she'd come in and have a cane or a neck brace the very next day just to get sympathy from people.
Stop.
I don't like people like this whatsoever. It's not right. I don't either.
Not at all.
I mean, he's having to leave work and he's going to her job, which, by the way, she's only had for 4 weeks. So this is not a good look.
No.
And he's pushing her around in the wheelchair.
It's giving, what? Like, it's giving like my kids at the nurse's office at school and I have to leave work to go get her.
No. Yeah. And then he puts her in the car. And when he gets out, when they get home, she's like running up the steps to get inside to have lunch.
She's doing the 50-yard dash. I'm like, wait.
I don't know.
She's like, I have to go get my DoorDash. It's like, what?
This is obviously common because by the looks of the text here, a lot of you know somebody who's been in a situation like this where they fake being ill. And how do we know she's not really sick?
Right.
I think we kind of just can get a gauge by now on that she's probably faking it.
She's faking it.
So, Ethan, best of luck, man. Thank you so much for coming on the air.
We feel for you.
Hopefully she didn't hear all of that because things are...
Ethan! Come get me from work!
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite...